I've never been interviewed before, so I'm kind of at a loss as what to say, but I didn't really learn how to read until about 52 years ago, and I'm 77 years old now. In the first grade, I memorized my first grade book. I knew my numbers, and the teacher would say, "Francis, turn to page 24 and read sentence 2, and I knew which sentence it was, so I would just acted like I could read it, and I would tell it. And she'd say, "Now read sentence number such and such," and I'd do that one. And no one knew, even my parents didn't know that I didn't know how to read. I got away with it for a long time. I managed to make it through grade school and high school with my limited reading ability. And then after I got married and had my son, I started reading baby books to him, and they progressively got a little bit bigger. And that's basically how I learned to read. And I started reading books that are age appropriate for middle school and then high school. And I found that I really enjoyed them. And then I stumbled on the Redwall series, and it's about a bunch of animals. And I love animals anyway. And my sister, who was an avid book reader, I asked her if she'd ever read them. She said no. So I got her hooked on it too. And I felt really proud of myself because here she was, the Miss Scholastic. But anyway, so we were passing books back and forth. I really enjoy reading. Now we're in here constantly. I've got 15 books on my wish list right now, and I want to put more on and say, "Sorry, you can't put any more on. You've already got 15 on your wish list." Yes. But I had to go down to Selwood yesterday and get a book because I already had 15 on my wish list. And I wanted a book, and Selwood had it, so I had to go down to Selwood to get the book so I could get it. But anyway, so I'm not as fanatic as my sister, though. She, her goal was, or her bucket list, she was going to read every book at the Midland Library before she died. She didn't make it. But I'm not going to try and take over for her, because there's some books I'm not interested in. I like mysteries. A little bit of romance. Yeah, it's okay. Not the, I won't say all the books that I've read. Some of them are kind of, but anyway, I really enjoy reading, and I really enjoy Midland Branch Library. I feel most comfortable here. I've been to Rockwood, and I feel uptight there. It's not a relaxing library to me.
Okay.
Holgate is confusing. if that makes any sense. It just, Midland feels comfortable. And it's a lot different than it used to be when I first started coming here. It was very small. And I could be wrong in my remembering this, but it seems like there was a ramp that you came up. It was kind of fairly long ramp that go up, and there were stairs beside it. And there was a glass wall next to it. And on the other side of the glass wall, there was reading chairs, nice comfy reading chairs, not like the hard wooden ones that you got, but nice comfy ones. And people would come in, and they'd just sit there and read, spend a couple hours in here reading. And they also loaned paintings, vases, objects of art. I understand they don't do that now, which is just as well, because I'm sure people stole them anyway. But anyway, the thing I don't like about Midland, it's too tall. I'm a short person. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But it's too tall, and it seems like there's too much wasted space up there. I don't know if that makes any sense or not. It looks like they could have spent money on something else instead of so much material up there that you can't use. Get it down here where you can use it.
Okay.
I do think there's one thing that I really miss about the old libraries, the old library system compared to the new library system. There's not quiet anymore.
Okay.
You see kids running up and down the aisles and screaming and having a grand time. Well, I'm glad they feel comfortable there, here. But I guess it's because I'm old. I think there should be discipline.
I see what you're saying. You mentioned about your, this is your favorite place, like to come and then check out the material?
Yes, because there are certain people that work here that make me feel very comfortable and they take care of me. And believe me, I need I need to be taken care of.
I was going to save this one for the last, but if you can make any suggestion how we can do to make the library better in your point of view, what that would be?
Oh, that's a hard question to answer. I guess it would be teach the parents of the children to be quiet.
Okay, so you missed the old day that had that
volume
of the...
It's not a church, I realize that, but I think a library should be quiet.
Yeah, I agree. I know that some people right now, they want to be treat this place more of an open,
mm-hmm.
but I also understand other people have a different opinion, like you.
Well, it's just like, I realize we're in a computer world, but I think books should be held and read. Of course, years ago I worked for a printer. That may have something to do with it. But I think if somebody's going to take the time to write a book and put it in a book, it should be held as a book. You can put a bookmark or else you can fall asleep with it and there it is in your lap when you wake up and it's waiting for you. I don't understand computers that much. There's a book that I want, but it's only on ebook, and I don't know how to download that on my laptop, so there I am stuck. I don't know if I can borrow an ebook from the library and have it downloaded if the library's got it. If I have that downloaded on my laptop, then I can't check my email. I don't know how to do that. So when you're old and set in your ways, you like a book.
The old book, huh? Old
yes.
fashioned is still
yes.
a good one.
Yes.
Never get out of the
books
game.
Are there for a reason. I hope it never comes to the point where books are only electronic.
We want to see how the future will be. Let me change a subject.
Okay.
So how often you and your husband come to library, doesn't matter, is meet in the other branch.
How often do we come?
Yeah.
Well, every time a book comes in, we try to get in there before it gets put back on the shelf. We're usually in once a week.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice.
I was going to check and see how many books we'd read this year, but it doesn't come up exactly right. Some books don't show up on my list of books that I've read.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, we've got some books of our own that we read in between the ones that are on our wish list that
okay.
haven't come in yet.
Uh-huh.
So.
All right.
Well, I should mention that we haven't had a TV for almost 5 years now.
Okay.
And we don't miss the TV at all. We get a lot of reading done. I have a bad hip, and I spend a lot of time in bed because it's more comfortable for me in bed. So I get to bed and I read. Mm-hmm. Sometimes until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is really something for somebody that was never a reader until the last few years.
I see.
And now, well, let's see. Frank wasn't much of a reader either, but he's hooked now, too.
Yeah, I can see.
It's contagious.
All right. Can you tell us about your first library experience? Doesn't have to be the Multnomah County Library.
Probably in grade school.
Grade school?
Yes. Miss Bite. She was your stereotypical impression of a librarian. In the old days, it was the round glasses and the gray hair and a tight bun and very strict. And she was very strict. That must be why I think libraries should be quiet.
Possibly.
Yes, indeed. We learned the Dewey Decimal System, which I don't remember now. Yes, I don't think that's taught anymore. Not unless you specifically ask for wanting to be a librarian. One of the girls that I went through grade school and high school with became the librarian over at Harold Oliver Middle School. No, not middle school, Harold Oliver Primary. And I didn't know that until my grandchildren started going there. And I look and here's this plaque on the wall and it's got Ruth Klaus's name on it. Why does Ruth Klaus's have a plaque on her wall? She, in the meantime, had passed away, but she had been the librarian there and passed away the year before my granddaughter started going there.
Oh, wow.
Small world. Ruth Klaus was also, when we were 16, she was the best driver in the city of Portland. And it was hysterical because her dad was a garbage man and he double clutched. And he taught her how to drive. And I thought, oh dear, when he would take us to school occasionally, he'd step on the gas and then he'd let off the gas and we'd coast until it was almost stopped. And then he'd step on the gas again. I thought, oh dear, we'll never make it to school. He taught her how to drive. She was an excellent driver. And I thought, well, I know the best driver in the city of Portland. I go to school with her. She could also read good. Read well.
That's good. Do you have any other thing that you like to share as far as your story? It's very fascinating.
Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite authors, and now his name has just popped right out of my head. He is very set on getting kids to read. Alex Cross is one of his series. James Patterson. He is excellent, excellent author. And then on the other side of the coin, you got Janet Ivanovich. She's hilarious. So it's both, you need to have humor, and we like mysteries, and to see if we can figure them out. We're reading a series now about dogs, show dogs. Well, it's a mystery, but she has a poodle, and her Aunt Peg raised poodles. But she always ends up getting somehow involved or finding a body around someplace. But anyway, it's mysteries or humor or whatever. It's sometimes educational, too. Not too often.
Cool. So you share that you like mystery and also your favorite author. Is your husband have the same taste as you?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Although he's reading a lot of Vietnam War, World War II. He even got around to reading Mein Kampf. He thought it was interesting, but he wouldn't do it again. Sometimes you read something that isn't something that you're really fond of, but you're interested in why somebody wrote the book in the first place,
yeah,
and why they chose that person to write about or that topic to write about. And sometimes it's, oh, well, yeah, it gives you a little different insight, you know.
Yeah.
You do learn something whether you want to or not.
I think I heard there's a reader saying he had his favorite author, and then he always figured out why the author say the story was so sad. And then later the author saying because different people all had a certain need, and sometimes reading a sad story can get their emotion let out and stuff like that.
Oh, yes, sometimes I can be reading a story and the tears will just come running down. But it's cleansing.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
uh-huh.
You think, well, and then sometimes you think, I guess I don't have it so bad. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm
drawing a blank.
So besides the mystery novel, you don't like something like biography, nonfiction? Probably not, huh?
Well, some people, my granddaughter really frowned on the fact that I told her that we read The Shades of Grey, the different shades of grey.
Different shades.
All three books. It was very enlightening. However, if you didn't look at it as a dirty book, I felt that it was one of the most profound love stories I'd ever heard of.
That's a very nice comment about that.
It wasn't just about sex, you know. It was... I wouldn't go where they went, but, you know, it was what was behind it. And I thought it was really a beautiful love story. And I tried to convince my granddaughter, who's going to be a psychologist, just, Grandma, that's nothing but filth, nothing but filth. To each his own.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why there's so many different kinds of books, because if everybody wanted the same thing, it would be a very dull world.
That's right. I agree with you.
Very dull world.
Uh-huh.
Yes. As long as they keep printing books, we'll keep reading them.
That's right.
You may not like them all, but one thing about it, if a book doesn't get me right away, usually I put it down. I'm reading one. It's one of my own books, not a library book right now. And when I first started, I thought, I'm not so sure I'm going to like this, but I didn't have a library book to read, so I had to read it. Oh, my word. Oh, I hate to put the thing down. I've got to go home and finish it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Frank, for coming here and share your story with us. And we're so glad that we can get this story into our 150 years anniversary sharing your story. Thank you.
You're welcome.